Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Shelley J. Epstein, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787, regarding James Delfemine, D-E-L-L-E-F-E-M-I-N-E, claim number WC205-A95201, date of incident 5/31/2016, insurance type workers' comp, SCS number HEN-Y-2023-92, WCB number G1531500, scheduled for 2/12/2024, 3:15 p.m. The patient's records were reviewed, and a review of records is listed separately. Mr. James Delfemine arrived about 5 minutes late for his scheduled independent medical evaluation. He had been unable to attend two prior scheduled dates and presented a tearful and apologetic for missing the previously scheduled IMEs, stating that he did not have money to pay for his travel at the two previous scheduled interviews. He began the interview by saying that he suffers with severe chronic pain and has to, quote-unquote, work through it in order to travel even somewhat short distances. Mr. Delfemine is a 53-year-old male who resides alone, twice divorced. In 2009 and again in 2019. He is the father of he's the father of a son and a daughter who are twins. He reports that he is a former electrician who underwent an accident in May of 2016 when he burned his arm on a hot handle. He says since that time he suffers with chronic pain of his lower back. And experiences a decreased sleep. Chronic pain. He states that incident developed into a partial disability. Um, but initially I tried to continue working. This went on until September 30th of 2018 when he finally give up any hope of working due to his debilitated state. Of note, he cried often during the interview. He reported that his pain became so severe in October of 2018 that he had to stop working completely at that time. His past psychiatric history is notable for two psychiatric admissions years ago, but no suicide attempts. He's currently prescribed medical marijuana, and his psychiatric medications are venlafaxine, 75 milligrams daily, as well as aripiprazole, 2 milligrams daily. Medically, he also suffers with anxiety. He denies allergies to medications and other injuries that he suffered with include a lower back injury, right elbow injury, right knee injury, and left ankle injury. Denies alcohol use and denies any drugs other than the medical marijuana for which he is approved. There's no known family psychiatric history and no known family use of drugs and alcohol. Socially, both his mother and his father are deceased, and he became tearful as he discussed this. He does have one sister and says they're not very close. He does not get to see his 17-year-old twins very often due to their social involvements. And is depressed and anxious due to, quote, "I can't do much," unquote. States he often plays music and watches TV. He was a DJ in the past, but has not been able to secure any such jobs currently. He meets with his therapist, Dr. Rachel Razick, R-A-S-I-C-K, on a weekly basis. Finds the sessions very helpful. He suffers with chronic insomnia, awakens 3 to 6 times a night, usually secondary to his pain. He wishes he could DJ again, because he does miss social interactions. A mental SAS exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech, long hair, limited eye contact, frequently looked at his feet or up in the sky. A mood is sad, affect is frequently tearful, reports decreased sleep, mental insomnia, hopelessness, denies helplessness, easily frustrated. Denies paranoia, he's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, as well as day of the week. And He's under the care of Dr. May Saith, S-A-I-F, at Behavioral Health Associates. And he's on aripiprazole, 2 milligrams daily, with venlafaxine, 75 milligrams daily, and feels that it is of some help. He has regular therapy sessions with Dr. Raquez, R-A-Q-U-E-A-K. And finds these helpful as well. He's under the care of a neurosurgeon, Dr. Nicholas Post. My impression is that Mr. Belimonte meets criteria for major depressive disorder. Likely recurrent, moderate to severe, not psychotic. He's learned to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment is fair. He finds these sessions helpful. It was recommended that he continue them on a weekly or at least every other week basis. I recommend that he continue to see Dr. Saif, S-A-I-F, for monthly evaluations regarding medication. Psychiatric medication for his condition. All right, hold on. I want to add something. I agree that this gentleman is 100% disabled and continues to need treatment. He has not reached maximum medical improvement as of yet. This is regarding his diagnosis of major depressive disorder. As stated above, he is he's collecting workers' compensation, a benefit. He has status post surgery for lumbar and discectomy fusion. By Dr. Sawyer, orthopedist, he was given MMI with I'll just stop there. I'm duly licensed. He should be reevaluated in approximately 6 months. after attending therapy at least 2 to 4 times a month and seeing his psychiatrist monthly for medication adjustments. Not being able to work due to his chronic pain has been very upsetting to him, and he needs continued talking psychotherapy to cope with that as well. Okay. I am duly licensed to practice in the state of New York and have a scope of licensure or certification that typically manages the medical condition, procedure, and treatment or issues under review and current relevant experience and or knowledge to render determination for the case under review. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call. Sincerely, Shelley J. Epstein, MD.